Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics, invites me to a new book, Alexander Lefebvre's Liberalism as a Way of Life. The professor is in University of Sydney, far away in another hemisphere. However, he writes of a term that is much in the news all the time, the liberals, liberalism, progressivism. All these terms require very careful and timely definition. Peter, you have the advantage. You've read the book, and you're reviewing it in part and philosophizing in part. So does the professor define liberalism? Is there a general assumption in the book that we know what it is? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, he does. He begins with a very bold assertion that liberalism is the air that we breathe. It's if we were fish, the water in which we swim, meaning we're surrounded by its assumptions, its norms, its institutions. And in this sense, he has a fairly easy to understand definition of liberalism. Liberalism is the belief that human beings are by nature free and equal, that we have institutions that reflect this opinion. And so we grow up learning to tolerate strangers, to respect people, to stand in lines, to expect people will have different color skin and different sets of beliefs and so on, and we learn to live with them. And to that extent, it seems to me he's correct. However, within that big broad assumptions and those political institutions, what he does not do justice to is that one could still adopt conservative political opinions as opposed to progressive political opinions. And Professor Lefebvre believes that progressivism is entailed, can be derived from these basic, classically liberal ideas that surround us.
I come to your clear recognition that there is the master of liberal thought, political theorist John Rawls, 1921 to 2002. And you mention his two books, A Theory of Justice, 1971, and Political Liberalism, 1993. What does the professor make of Mr. Rawls?
Oh, he thinks that John Rawls deserves to be the most acclaimed political theorist of the last 50 years, and he treats John Rawls as the hero of his book. He even goes so far as to take philosophical experiments or mechanisms that Rawls had developed for his highly theoretical books. I'm thinking of The Original Position and Reflective Equilibrium and the idea of public reason. And he calls these spiritual exercises. And he suggests the more we practice them, the more we will adopt the not merely liberalism, but the progressive liberalism that he thinks defines us and can make us whole and happy and good in this world of ours.
The professor is inspirational in that he sees liberalism as a lifestyle, as a way to calm yourself down in the chaos of the moment, and also as a way to think about history. I understand all that. At the same time, there's something, and it's suggested in your essay, there's something of the pious about him. Does he recognize that?
He comes in and out of recognizing that. He resists designating his understanding of liberalism as a kind of religion, but he nevertheless, I think, makes clear that a liberal can do just fine without religion. In fact, there's a suggestion that one who is a liberal, as he says, through and through, all the way down, achieves that kind of meaning and that kind of satisfaction, that kind of wholeness, which it is given to human beings to discover in this world. So, in effect, if he doesn't use the term religion, he treats liberalism, as he understands it, as a comprehensive conception, a comprehensive way of living a good life. It counts as religion.
All right. Now, the test would be, is the professor comfortable living side by side with someone who does not acknowledge liberalism as the food he eats? For example, would the professor be comfortable with a culture where next to you are people who go to regular worship, or next to you is someone who acknowledges the authority of the monarchy? Would the professor be comfortable?
A different religion, probably. Monarchy, probably less so. However, he is certainly a good enough liberal to recognize that his principles commit him to formally tolerate people who differ, including, let's say, the pious Christian and, let's say, the genuine monarchist, as long as the genuine monarchist doesn't try to overthrow the United States. But here, I think, the professor does fall short. Why? Because the old-fashioned liberalism, the classical liberalism, let's say, of John Stuart Mill, when it actually goes beyond suggesting toleration. It doesn't say celebration, as we say these days, of every single alternative lifestyle. But Mill's liberalism does champion the idea that is incumbent upon each of us, those of us on the left and those of us on the right, to learn from the other side. And this professor, it seems to me, does not do a good job of recognizing his obligation to learn from conservative political opinion. Not just to tolerate, but Mill's claim, and I think it's true, is for sure true, that the conservative side of the debate is the special guardian of a portion of the truth about how politics in a liberal democracy. That I don't see much sense of in the book.
These last years, Peter, we have often talked of the intolerance of the progressives. Does the professor confront that?
Here and there he acknowledges that liberals can be moralistic and intolerant. But he doesn't confront it head on. He doesn't recognize the ways in which his own vision actually encourages this intolerance by treating not just the liberal, but the progressive liberal, the one who affirms society, government's role in very significant regulation and redistribution of political life. He doesn't recognize that there are truths to learn from the other side of that debate. In other words, by suggesting that reason, the idea of public reason, validates one's political opinions, one suggests that the other side is inherently unreasonable. To treat those who differ as inherently unreasonable is to, I would say, participate in fostering intolerance.
It is a landscape that we're living in these days, so it's impossible to get beyond it. We're living in a conversation where one party on one side of the ship condemns the other as unacceptable. Even the word they use, religious words, evil, wicked, the end of the world. Does the professor acknowledge that, or is that rhetoric to him and we'll settle down after the vote?
The truth is that he doesn't enter into the discussion of contemporary politics to that extent, right? We live in a deeply divided country. Both sides are extremely angry at one another, and he does not discuss where that breakdown, where that polarization has come from. To the extent that he has an answer, it is adopt the spiritual exercises that I have taken from John Rawls, and you too can become progressive liberals who are at least committed to toleration. Unfortunately, as we've discussed, he doesn't recognize the extent to which that progressive liberalism contains a deeply intolerant side.
Peter Berkowitz for the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics. The book's title is Liberalism as a Way of Life. Alexander Lefebvre is the author. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.